Hey, this is Chris with Social Media for RealEstateAgents.com. I just downloaded the new iTunes 9. I downloaded it yesterday when it came out. And I've been checking it out, and it has some really, really neat features. One of the biggest features is the ability to reorganize your apps on your iPhone. If you have like 8 pages of applications like I do, you actually see the individual pages, and you can drag the apps around and reorganize them so that you can group them, like have a page of news apps and have a page of weather apps and have a page of whatever, and on the first page all the apps that you use most frequently. And you don't have to drag them around one at a time with the little squiggly, when they're kind of wiggly apps, and doing it on the phone, which is a really painful process. The other thing is, the podcast, some of the podcast options. I, to be honest, don't listen to much music on my phone. I listen to more podcasts than anything else. In fact, my iTunes music library is about 3.5 gigs, and my podcast library is about 8.5 gigs. Why is my podcast library so big? Well, there's a lot of podcasts that I have in there that I keep. There was a podcast that I had subscribed to that was $20 a month, internet marketing type deal, and I saved all of those in there. And there are other podcasts that I keep for reasons. They're instructional, and there are things in there that I want to keep. Like Mac Break Work has some stuff on using Pages on the Mac and using Keynote and how to make better presentations. So I keep some of those. The B School, which is a photography related podcast, that they have some really good information in some of the B-School promo vids, so I keep those in there. And the problem for me has been that most podcasts are designed to be listened to and then discarded. So the system for managing those in iTunes was designed with that in mind. But with my particular habits, I was kind of an edge case, so there was no need to design something for me, because I'm a very, very small percentage of users. Well, now there's something that fits me. There's an option where you can go into the podcast, and you still have all the previous options where you can listen to all unplayed, all new, all recent, and then, last 3, last 5, last 10, last 25, whatever. There's all the options that were there before. But in any of those options, you get this pull down list of all of the podcasts that are in there. The ones that fit the option are great, so you can't uncheck or check those. But the rest of them have little check boxes next to them. So you can check if you want to actually move those to your device. And to be honest, sometimes, I have these things on my device, and I don't want them there all the time. If I'm taking a long trip, I load up with podcasts for the trip. I don't load up with music for the trip, because to me, it's soothing to listening to something where I'm learning something, rather than listening to music where I'm not learning anything. So it's just the way that I am. But I just thought I'd send this out. I don't even know if anybody's listening to these audio boos, because I can't embed them in my webpage. So I have to figure out a way around that. But talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.